presenting Hop Harrigan, America's Ace of the Airwaves.
X4 quality control tower, the X4 quality control tower, standing by.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's Ace of the Airwaves, coming in for another transcribed episode of the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Did you know, gang, that Bell Aircraft of Buffalo, New York has a new helicopter on the production line? A helicopter designed especially to carry the mails?
Yep,
and it's christened the Air Mailer. You won't see helicopters flying along over the countryside from city to city. Regular planes are best for long-haul mail service. But the Bell Air Mailer will serve to overcome the lag in time caused by slow movement of air mail from post office to airfield and from airfield back to post office. This new helicopter can carry 500 pounds of mail, in addition to the pilot and plenty of fuel, to fly a route taking in major post office branches in many larger cities like New York and Chicago and Los Angeles. When this new service begins to operate, your air mail letter will arrive at the post office, be handled rapidly, and sent up to the roof. There, on a regular schedule, the helicopter will arrive, take the mail aboard, and be off to the airport. No more trucks crawling through heavy city traffic with earthbound air mail. But Helicopter Express, from the branch post office in your neighborhood to the transport plane waiting at the field. That's the new super speedy service made possible by helicopters, and especially by the Bell Air Mailer, designed to carry the mails. Yes, the helicopter is here to stay, and the Air Mailer is only one of several new models that are designed to serve in scores of ways on all kinds of jobs. In just a few minutes, I'll tell you about another Bell baby that's flying our way. So don't forget to listen. And now for our story. With Tank unconscious, unable to identify his assailant, the man who whistled the eerie strains of Chopin's funeral march, Hop and Gail Nolan, aided by their friend John Temple of the FBI, began a thorough and painstaking effort to track down every clue and once and for all break the baffling mystery of the vanishing men. In our last episode, they revisited the funhouse at the carnival in order to retrace Tank's steps before his disappearance. But just after they went in, Temple's flashlight was knocked from his hand, the room was plunged into darkness, there was a strangled cry, and as Hop and Gale stood rigid, completely bewildered by this sudden turn of events, they heard the deadly whistling again.
Hop, he's here, in his room.
We need light. Get back to the door.
I don't remember.
It's this way. Take my hand.
What happened to Mr. Keith?
I'll find out in a second. The door should be right here.
John.
I was afraid of that. Here we are. Quick now, where's John?
There, on the floor. Did you see the man who whistled?
No, the room's empty. Yeah, he's been slugged. Look at that gash on his forehead.
Let me see him.
Is it serious?
I don't think so. What's this?
What?
It's an inky hypodermic.
Gail, you don't think...
Yes, I do think. This was injected into Mr. Temple's arm. See this wet spot on his sleeve?
Gail, what are you doing?
I'm trying to see if I can recognize any odor on it. Nope, I can't. His pulse is slowing down. I think he was given a sedative, a strong one.
Now, why in the world?
We better get him to the doctor. Help me out.
I can tell you.
Careful now.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Who's that?
Mr. Boncher?
Yes, but who... Why, Mr. Harrigan? And McNoland. Good heavens, what's happened? Who's that?
I'll tell you later. We've got to get him to a doctor fast.
We have one on the grounds. Come on, I'll help you.
Swell, thanks.
Hurry.
How is he, Doctor? Will he be all right?
Yes, I think so. It was lucky he got only a glancing blow. He isn't unconscious now, you know. He's asleep as a result of the hypo.
Well, how long do you think he'll stay under?
Oh, offhand, I'd say about 5 or 6 hours.
Is there anything we can do for him, Doctor?
No, there isn't. Just let him sleep it off.
Well, must be going.
Oh, well, thanks very much, Doctor.
You're welcome.
Gail, we can't leave him here. We'd better get him right home.
Harrigan, before you go, will you please tell me what's going on? After all, this is my carnival. If there's any trouble...
There's plenty of trouble, Mr. Bonshaw. This man is John Temple of the FBI.
The FBI?
Yes, he was helping us track down the man who caused my friend's disappearance.
Do you think it's someone working in the carnival?
Not necessarily, in spite of the fact that most everything happened here. We were trying to trace things from the very beginning. That's why we were in the funhouse.
Have you made any progress?
Mr. the Magician told us something rather interesting.
Oh, what?
Someone offered him $200 to whistle the funeral march here in Lakeville.
Oh, yes. He told me about that.
He said you finally made him stop.
Yes, I did.
Why?
Well, I didn't want any trouble.
Why? Did you think there would be trouble?
Didn't he tell you?
Tell us what?
Oh, there was more to it than just the whistling. This guy wanted to really make somebody disappear.
Huh?
What do you mean?
He wanted to tie it up with the axe somehow, you know. After the sucker, the customer drops through the trap door on the stage, get rid of him for a while. Well, I didn't want any part of it, so I put the kibosh on the whole deal.
I see. Mr. Boncho, did you ever meet the man who made the offer?
No.
So there's nothing more you can tell us?
Well,
Yes?
I didn't like the whole setup, so
Go on.
I called in a private jet.
Oh, and what did he find out?
Not a thing.
Well, where is he?
I don't know. Wandering around, I suppose. I honestly don't know why I hired him, and since you've got the FBI man on the case, why, I'll give him the sack as soon as I see him.
Well, that's up to you, of course, but is there anything else?
No, nothing. That's all I know.
Okay, then, thanks. We'll be going along. You ready, Gib?
Ready.
Will you help me get John out of the car, Mr. Boncho?
Sure thing.
Mr. Boncho.
Yes?
Before I forget, you'll be around the carnival later in the morning, won't you?
Sure. I'll be setting up for the afternoon show.
Okay. Because I think I may need you. Is everything okay back there, Gail? John comfortable?
Seems to be. Pop, keep your eyes on the road. Traffic's
open
heavy.
I'll be careful. Hey.
What's the matter?
Look at who's coming out of the telegraph office. It's Bill.
Oh?
Hey, Bill! Bill T!
Oh, Bill. Going back to the house?
Yeah, come on, pal.
Thanks. Cinderella, the idea to take a bus.
Oh, hi, Gail. I didn't see it. Great Scott. What's the matter with Temple?
Another run-in with the man who whistled.
No. Where?
Same place as before. Funhouse.
Good gosh. Did he hurt bad?
No, but he's sleeping off the effects of a hypo.
Did you get the guy who did it?
Nope.
You come up with anything new?
Nope. I'm almost washed up on the case, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, I got a wire from Continental. They think I'm laying down the job, so I had to wire them back and give them some dope to keep them quiet.
Oh, that's why you're in the telegraph office.
Uh-huh. It's a shame. Now that I tipped them off, a whole flock of reporters will come swarming around. I won't get a beat.
Who knows, Bill? Maybe you will. Maybe you will.
Take it easy, Bill. Don't jar him. Try not to have to put him on the bed.
She's out shopping.
Oh, well, can we do anything for him?
No, nothing but leave him alone.
I'll take your shoes off. Maybe you'll be a little more comfortable now.
Good. Well, let's go downstairs.
Okay. Come on, Bill.
Right.
Oh, phone's ringing.
I'll get it.
Oh, if you'll break your neck running downstairs like that.
Maybe it's the hospital. About time.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. You can't come to the phone right now. May I give him a message?
Who's it for?
John. Yes, this is Hop Harrigan. Oh, you did? And? What? Say that again.
Sounds like something important.
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell him. And thanks. Thanks a lot.
What is it, Hop?
Bill, you wanted a scoop for your papers. Well, pal, you're going to get one. By this afternoon, we'll know the answer to the mystery of the vanishing men.
His eyes gleaming oddly, Hop turns back to the phone and begins to dial, while Bill and Gail stand gaping, wide-eyed. This is an amazing turn of events. What has Hop learned? We'll know more in a moment, gang, so stand by.
Say, gang, did you know that Bell Aircraft has a new medium-sized helicopter, the 47B, that opens vast new fields to this type of wingless aircraft? Yes, sir. The 47B combines style, comfort, and top-notch utility to make the helicopter a real working tool for a multitude of uses. With a crew of two, this copter is ideal for advertising and promotion work. It can land and take off on a dime and hover in the air like a balloon. But listen to these other jobs the Bell 47B can do. It's a great plane for agriculture, used in seeding, dusting against insects and plant diseases, and vermin control. Now a farmer can seed a whole field from a slow-moving helicopter in a fraction of the time necessary for the old-fashioned methods. You remember we've discussed this before. Well, then there's surveying, making maps, panels of photographs, which can be joined together into a huge picture of thousands of square miles. Power line inspection, forest fire fighting, and news reporting. Yes, news reporting. And here's how the Bell 47B will give you the news faster and better than ever before. A reporter for a newspaper or a radio correspondent can fly in a helicopter right to the source of the story, no matter where it may be. He can land without searching for an airfield. He can hover over a flood, a fire, or the scene of any other disaster. And when he has his story, he can get back to the radio station or his paper in no time. And that means more news and better first-hand reports of the news. Don't overlook the helicopter's outstanding advantages as a rescue plane, either. It can carry supplies and doctors to the scene of an accident. It's the transportation of tomorrow here today. So, fellas and girls, learn to fly, and always remember, America needs flyers. And now, back to our story. The 2 hours following the mysterious phone call have been filled with activity. And now, the house across the road from the airport is crowded with people. In the living room are Misto the Magician, Mr. Barnshaw,
Eccentric Charlie, and Sheriff Quimby.
Standing in the doorway, looking at them, are Hop,
Gale,
and Bill King. Gale and Bill are more than a little bewildered.
Hop, why did you call all these people together here?
Yeah, spill it, will you?
You're acting like a bad
detective movie. You'll find out in a minute. Let's see, is everyone here?
Hey, Mr. Harrigan, I hope you have a real good reason for getting me out here. My afternoon show will be on there soon. I have to be out to Florida.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Bonshaw. I won't keep you long.
Well, what are we waiting for? I'd like to get back to my checker game at the farmhouse.
Huh? I hope you're back here
soon, Sheriff Quimby.
Jack.
What is it, Charlie?
You're going to bring him to hit the partners now?
Not just yet. All right, Gail, will you close the hall door?
Oh,
I'll do it, Jim. Okay, Hop.
Thanks.
Now, if you all don't mind,
as I said before, this won't take very long. I asked you to come here because
all of you, in one
way or another, have been involved in this.
Oh, mystery.
You mean about your friend?
Yes, about my friend, Tank,
and about the man who whistled the funeral march.
What about him, Hop?
What about him, Sheriff? Just this. He's here in this room.
There's stunned silence
as Hop quietly makes this astounding statement. Gale and Bill can only stare at him, while the others squirm uncomfortably in their seats, looking at each other with suspicion mirrored in their glances. Who is the man who whistles?
Well, gang, we'll know in our next suspense-packed episode, so don't fail to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's base of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.